Oh, hi there. Join Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts or Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen to Melon's House Party 1 week early and ad-free.
Hi, I'm Melon, a tiny dog, and this is my house.
Did you know when you're away, things in your house sing all day, and just so we're all clear, they sing in a key only dogs hear. Hey, Melon.
Yeah.
Can we come to your house?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're here having a party.
Yeah.
Can we come over now?
Yeah.
It's a house party.
Okay, so this is my house. This is my best friend Couch.
Hi, I'm Couch.
And all my friends talk. The couch, the bookshelf, and even the record player.
Wondery. This is Melon's House Party, and this episode's called Roof Dog.
Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder, or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
It's a house party.
Melon! There you are!
Ooh, hey, Couch. Bit of a slow start to the day for me. Coming at ya. How's your day so far?
Oh, great, Melon. I've been so helpful. I supported Chloe's back and neck while she read her book, and I held her drink on my arm.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it feels good to be helpful.
Well, Couch, there must be something in the air. I helped Luke today. I reminded him it's his little cousin Phil's birthday.
Nice one, Wall Calendar.
And I reminded Wall Calendar to remind him.
That's right. Thumbtack held me up as always. You truly are so helpful to me.
Oh. I want to be helpful to someone.
Not to brag, but I positively nailed it on the book recommendation for Chloe. She had never read The Odyssey. After one chapter, I heard her say she was a changed woman.
Wow. All I did was get walked and look for my favorite toy, Squeaky Chestnut. Was everyone in here helpful? Grandmother Clock?
I kept everyone on schedule.
Wow. Door?
I stayed locked and kept the whole house safe.
Rug?
I saved the glass from breaking when it was dropped on me!
I want to make a difference. I want to save something. Maybe Luke and Chloe need help.
All right, Sunday cleaning time. Chloe, I'm going to take on the front windows with this squeegee.
Amazing. I'm going to get rid of some stuff in the closet, starting with this pogo stick.
I love that pogo stick.
Luke, the pogo stick shattered your leg in three places.
Oh, right.
Do you remember how long we were at the hospital?
Okay, yeah, I was remembering what it felt like when I bought it. Okay, in the trash it goes.
Wait, Luke, it won't fit in there. It's too big. But the neighbors have a dumpster in front of their house. I'll throw it in there. Also, you look very excited to use that squeegee.
I'm a man of simple pleasures.
Couch, they're cleaning, and I know just what they need. Watch this.
Whoa, Melzo. Sweetness, we need that dustpan.
We're not playing right now, Melly.
You gotta stay out of the way, little buddy.
It's cleaning day, Melly, which means you get a bath later.
Give me a bath? Couch, I'm trying to help. And why do they keep saying I'm in the way?
In the way? In the way? Well, I don't even know what that means.
What is the way? How am I always getting in the way? And somehow the way keeps changing?
A mystery for the ages.
Oh, I'm gonna get some fresh air. Thanks, Tiny Door.
I'm super helpful.
Apparently everyone is, except me. Whoa, who are you?
I'm Ladder. I'm like Stairs, but portable. Right now, I'm Stairs up to the roof. Chloe put me here so she can clean the leaves out of the gutter.
That's a perfect job for me. Leaves are light, and I'm great at digging.
Well, come on up.
Wow, even you're helpful. Well, thank you, Ladder. Up I go. I can see all the way up the street. I can see all the way down the street. I can see all over the neighborhood. This place is amazing. Oh no, a baby bird is taking its first flight and it's headed for our front windows. The front windows that Luke just made extra clean and see-through. Look out, baby bird. You're gonna hit a window.
Dog, you really made a difference in my life.
That's awesome. Oh, but, baby bird, my name is Melon.
You'll always be Roof Dog to me.
Huh, that baby bird is right. I'm not Melon. Up here, I'm someone new. Someone who can help. I am Roof Dog.
Up on the roof is a new kind of hero. She's very brave, though she doesn't appear so. Evildoers, don't you try.
When they go low, I go high.
It's still Melon, but something's new.
I'm a tiny dog with a big view.
Roof dog, roof dog. She's a dog on a roof. She's got super smell, and she's here to help. She's sniffing out the truth. Roof dog, roof dog. She's a dog on the top of a house. She's a superstar.
Frontier.
Hi, Roof Dog.
What?
I'm also here.
Oh, wow, who are you?
I'm Chimney. How do you do?
Hi.
I've been here since the house was built in 1942. I'd love to team up with a super pop.
Okay.
I could be a sidekick. You'd say anything, I'd say yep.
A dog and a chimney. Together we could do some good. Our powers combined will save the neighborhood.
Roof dog,
yeah.
Roof dog.
Remember my name.
Mortar and pestle, Roof Dog, I see trouble. Zeke, the kid across the street, just overthrew his frisbee and it's headed this way.
Chimney, we could get stuck up here on the roof forever.
Exactly. Look at all these other frisbees.
There must be 23 frisbees up on the roof. Why does he keep throwing his frisbees on the roof?
Well, he's got terrible aim. And oh my bricks, here comes that frisbee now.
This calls for a super jump.
You did it, Roof Dog. Now toss it back.
Frisbee super toss.
Thanks, Dog on a Roof.
That's Roof Dog, kid. And if you like having one frisbee back, just you wait. Rain of frisbees!
How many did I throw up there? This is the best day of my life!
Fantastic work, Roof Dog.
Thanks, Chimney. But I didn't come up here to save frisbees. I came up to rid the gutters of these no-good leaves.
But Roof Dog, cleaning the gutters could take an entire backbreaking weekend.
Not for Roof Dog. Declutter gutter time!
Cement and sediment, Roof Dog. I've never seen someone move that fast.
That's because you've never seen Roof Dog. Now, if you'll excuse me, Chimney, I have to go let everyone else know that I am a hero now.
I'd say that's a perfect plan, Roof Dog. I'll stay here and keep watch of the neighborhood.
Wow, Melon, you seem different.
Well, Ladder, that's because now I'm Roof Dog. Dog, Tiny Door.
Melon? Is that you?
Gouch! Yes and no. I'm Roof Dog now.
What happened to you?
I got up on the roof.
Of course. What a change.
Yes, I'm a full-blown superhero. But wait a tick. Couch, you seem different too.
That's because I'm actually not Couch. Now I'm Professor C!
Aha!
You see, I work tirelessly behind the scenes to help Roof Dog.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Professor C. And of course, all of you here in Mission Control.
We are here!
Behind your Roof Dog!
Late on me, C. What's my superhero uniform?
I've turned one of my cushion covers into a cape. It's very fashionable, but also will help us communicate when we're out in the field. I call it the Keep in Communication Cape.
Excellent work, C, and an excellent name for a cape.
Here, try on the cape to see if it works.
Roof Dog Couch Jump! Rah! Cape on.
Can you hear me through the cape?
Loud and clear. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to head back up to the roof to sniff out danger and see what villainy lurks in the shadows. Roof Dog, out!
Roof Dog, don't forget your breakfast!
Oh, excellent point, Professor C. But I have no time. I'll have to do a super chomp. Super chomp! It took me a couple chomps, but we got through it. Exiting the tiny door. Here I come, Chimney. Wait. Where's Ladder? Oh, no! Professor C, come in.
I'm here, Roof Dog!
There's no ladder, and that could be a huge problem since my whole thing is, you know, being on the roof.
Don't give up yet, Roof Dog. I'm running schematics as we speak, and it looks like you can use the trash can in the side yard to get up there.
Copy that. Thanks, C. Greetings, Citizen Trash Can. I am Roof Dog. If you'd be so kind as to assist me, I'd love to climb on you so I could get back on the roof.
I'm afraid you're in over your head.
Impossible. If I get in over my head, I just flip on my back and get my tummy rubbed.
Here's how it is, C. I'm not gonna help you up to the roof. And do you know what else?
What?
You know your favorite toy?
You mean my squeaky chestnut I left out here earlier? The toy I love more than anything aside from food and family?
Oh, yes, that's the one. Well, it's mine now.
Oh, no!
And if you think I can get rid of things you love, wait until you meet my boss.
Your boss?
My boss, Dumpster, has a plan to wreak havoc on this entire block.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Okay, well, what do you have to say about it?
I don't know yet. Oh, now, Bad Girls Club.
Oh, no. Where does Stuffed Hedgehog go, Roxy?
I have no idea, Oro.
Help, we need help.
Oh, the bad girls need help. And you're in the business of helping when you're Roof Dog, but thing is, you're down here, aren't you, Melon?
How dare you? I can still be Roof Dog, I just need to figure out how. And I'm gonna do that right now, by going inside.
Run away, little doggy. Diaper in here.
Oh no, that went so terribly. First obstacle I faced, it immediately crumbled. Professor C, I can't get back on the roof. An outside trash can has my squeaky chestnut.
I was following on the cape comm. It sounds like a real stinky situation.
I'm ruined.
Seems like the bad girls might be dealing with the same situation.
I can't take that on. I can't do anything about it if I can't get on the roof. It's the whole thing. What am I supposed to do? I'm no hero anymore, Couch. I'm hanging up my cape.
The all-knowing Scroll Master thought this might happen.
Who's the all-knowing Scroll Master?
Bookshelf. Yeah, that's what he wants to be called now. And he wants to see you!
Well, it's too late! I quit.
Come hither, Roof Dog.
Don't call me Roof Dog anymore. I'm just Melon. I'm no hero. I'm a fake. A fraud. A phony. A no-good dog-eating baloney.
Come, child, and make yourself comfortable on my bottom shelf. I cleared some space.
Yes, Scrollmaster.
I understand what you are going through. Heavy is the heart that wears the corduroy cape. But fear not, for your paws will grace the roof once again. It doesn't feel good, but you're right where you need to be, Roof Dog. You're on a hero's journey. You start in your normal life, just regular melon at home, so nice. Then you're called to adventure, Roof Dog enters, and you must decide if you'll take up the fight. But it gets hard, and you get scared.
I can't be Roof Dog if I can't get up there.
Then you meet your mentor, oh hi, that's me, who sets you on course for your journey. You're the bark we need in the dark. You're the rough when things get tough. You're the growl when something's afoul. Your journey awaits. We need a hero now. We need a hero now. We need a hero now. Are you that hero? So answer the call and walk through the door. Door or tiny door, the choice is yours. You will be tested and asked to endure. You'll meet friends and foes, but who's who, you won't be sure. Then you'll come face to face with the ultimate villain, a super stinky dude. He will be cunning and wily and brilliant. What will you do? You're the bark we need in the dark. We're scared. You're the rough when things get tough. You're the growl when something's afoul. Your journey awaits. We need a hero now. Need a hero now. We need a hero now. Are you that hero? You'll persevere. Go, Roof Dog. Go, Roof Dog. And peace will be restored. It'll be exhausting, but so worth it. When you get your reward, you'll get to return to normal, but normal will change. Something inside of your heart will rearrange. But all will be worth it, and you are so worthy. You'll bathe in the glory of your hero's journey. And when I say bathe in the glory, I mean like an actual bath.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
You're the bark we need in the dark. It's so cold. You're the rough when things get tough. You're the growl when something's afoul. Your journey awaits. We need a hero now. Need a hero now.
I'm still a little scared, but the good news is that means I get to choose to be brave. I must leave immediately.
There she is, our hero.
And Scrollmaster?
Yes, Roof Dog.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Roof Dog.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Really appreciate your support. Professor C, what's the latest?
I surely wasn't listening to the Cape Com.
Oh, okay, thank you for not listening. I'm gonna take you to work.
I heard everything you said on the Cape Com.
Anyway, what's the latest with the bad girls?
They won't stop crying. They have no idea where their stuffed hedgehog might be.
I gotta get up to the roof.
I have an additional piece of gear that may be helpful. I fashioned some little booties out of a particularly sticky cushion cover.
Genius, C. With this and the cape, I'll be ready for anything. To the roof! Jeez, I don't remember the roof being that high. How am I gonna get up there? Couch, you with me?
I'm here! You got this!
Okay, Melon. I mean, roof dog. Couch is right. You got this. Let's get up on that roof. First, I'll jump on the planter. Yeah!
Oh, look!
Oh, no, it's outside trash can.
The scared little doggy is back.
The name's Roof Dog, outside trash can, and I'm getting on the roof because even if the Bad Girls Club aren't nice to me, that doesn't mean they deserve to have their stuff stolen.
Hey! Ow! Oh!
Help is on the way, Bad Girls!
Ow! I'm a trash can, not a step stool!
And now to scale the gutter with my sticky booties.
Glad those booties are working.
Boy, they sure are sticky. Happy to not be plummeting, but yet the stick is real. Oh, I don't have the forearm strength.
You're almost there.
Okay, just need to pull myself up. Try to get a swing. Use your tail. Use your tail.
Roof dog, you're back.
You bet I am, Chimney. Now, do we have eyes on the bad girls?
Sure do. They're huddled in the corner over there.
Wow, wow, wow. I've never heard them so forlorn. I have to help them. Hey, bad girls! Up here!
Melon, what are you doing on the roof?
Well, it's Roof Dog now, actually. And I'm here to help you. Tell me what happened.
Stuffy, a stuffed hedgehog, got eaten by the dumpster!
It's gone, and we can't live without it!
And now we're gonna cry forever!
Sad Girls Club, sad to the bone. Sad Girls Club, you're in the sad girl zone. You're in the sad girl zone.
Professor C, you hearing this through the cape?
I am. Doesn't sound good.
Now, Chimney. I understand the importance of a stuffy. Boy, do I. I mean, I miss my squeaky chestnut. But let's just say, what if I can't find the hedgehog? Is it possible we just let the bad girls howl? Cry it out?
Well, I wouldn't recommend it, Roof Dog. There are a lot of important people that live on this block who need their sleep.
Ooh, sounds serious.
Super serious. There's even a celebrity doctor who works at St. Stephen's Hospital.
Dr. Stephanie Santos?
A specialist at St. Stephen's?
That's right. And tomorrow, Stephanie Santos is supervising a surgery of the school's superintendent.
Spine surgery?
Spleen surgery?
It's just shin sutures. Standard stuff. But she needs her sleep.
You sure do know a lot about the neighborhood, Chimney.
All the chimneys talk to each other, Roof Dog. We call it sharing the smoke. And I'll say, I've been getting some scary chatter about Dumpster and his evil ideas for weeks. If it were up to him, there'd be no toys on this whole block.
I gotta get down there and confront that dumpster and find that stuffy!
Roof Dog, Wall Calendar says all the trash cans have been emptied into Dumpster. He's got all the stuffies!
They're taking the dumpster away in 10 minutes!
Time to get off this roof and face Dumpster. Booties, engage! Scaling down slowly, bouncing off the hedge. Time to party.
Well, well, well. If it isn't a little dog standing before me.
That's a little roof dog to you. You must be Dumpster.
I'm Dumpster. And you must be Roof Dog.
I just said that.
Yeah, but I said it louder.
Dumpster, we get it. You're really big.
I'm very big.
I just said that.
You are small.
Dumpster, you stole a stuffy from the Bad Girls Club, and I'm here to get it back! I'm not afraid of you.
Oh, there's no reason to be afraid of me. People say I'm a supervillain, but I'm actually a great guy. I'm sure I can help you with whatever it is you need.
There are many nasty things that they say about me, and most of them are just a lie. They say that I'm trash, but boy, does that clash. with who I am deep down inside. I'm a collector, and I'm at your service. You want it gone, I make it gone. It's what I do. They say it's an obsession that I want every possession, but nonsense, I'm in service of you. So come on in and take a look around. You'll find that I'm the sweetest guy in this whole town. Why would I lie? We're on the same side. You can trust me, I got nothing to hide. You can trust me, I got nothing to hide. Oh yeah. So you're looking for one specific item, something that is causing your friends stress. The Bad Girls Club is roughy because they lost their stuffy. I'm pretty sure we can fix this mess. And I'll admit that I'm a little messy. These people like to fill me all the way. Ouch. But there's just no way to know what it is I've got. And so come on in, you're sure to save the day. So come on in and take a look around. You'll find that I'm the sweetest guy in this whole town. Why would I lie? We're on the same side. You can trust me, I got nothing to hide. You can trust me, I got nothing to hide. You can trust me, I got nothing to hide.
But can I trust him? What are my options? He feels like a trap filled with mayhem. The bad girl's howling, won't be abated until I bring that stuff we back to them.
So come on in and take a look around. You'll find that I'm the sweetest guy in this whole town. Why would I lie? We're on the same side. You can trust me, I got nothing to hide.
Little dog, you're mine now. The trash truck will be here any minute to take us away. Forever!
Rooftop, can you hear me?
Professor C, I'm trapped in the dumpster.
Find that stuffy and get out as fast as you can.
But I can't see a thing. It's pitch black.
Rooftop, you're a dog. Use your nose.
Right. I'll find the stuffy with my sewer spell. Sucks, I don't have a partner. An Allen wrench for DIY furniture. Nope, that's a DVD of Reckless Dan season 11. Who in the world would throw that away? Huh? The distinct eye-crossing stench of the bad girls? Little Hedgehog, are you in here?
I'm here, but it's dark and scary.
Never fear, Roof Dog's here. There you are. I gotcha, little buddy.
Wonderful. Let's get out. It smells like banana buff.
Wait a minute. I know that smell. Squeaky Chestnut! But I can only carry one of you in my mouth. We've had a good run, Squeaky Chestnut. But if I'm gonna save the neighborhood, I have to leave you behind. Thanks for understanding. Okay, now we just need to get out of the dumpster.
Having fun in there, Roof Dog. Because the real fun is about to start. The trash truck is here!
Professor C, they're taking me away! Oh, it's over!
It's never over, Roof Dog. There's gotta be something in that dumpster that can get you out!
Smell your way out! Pizza box? I could go for pizza, but not now! Asbestos? I'm guessing that wasn't properly removed. But the Luke? Luke? Why do I smell Luke in here? The pogo stick! Yes! This is exactly what I need! Hang on, Stuffy. It's about to get a little boingy.
Ow! What's that?
Come on.
Ow! What is that?
Come on.
Seriously, what is happening? It's like somebody's got a pogo stick.
We did it! We're flying out of the dumpster onto the lawn! Hold
careful.
Oh, no! This isn't over, Roof Dog.
Nice try, Dumpster. The only trash getting collected today is you!
You mess with this dumpster, you're gonna get dirty. I'm scheduled to come back next month!
P.U. That guy stinks!
Mission accomplished, Roof Dog. Now all that's left is to return the stuffy and make the sad girls bad once again. And then get back here, Stat. We miss you.
Thanks, Professor C. Bad girls, here I come!
You're in the sad girl song.
I can't even right now.
Dumpster took everything I had.
Hi, bad girls.
Please don't look at us when we're like this.
It's okay. I'm here to help. Here's your stuffy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Wolf Dog. You saved me. You're my hero.
You're welcome, little hedgehog.
And hi, bad girls. I missed you so much.
Stuffy!
I'm so happy to see
we
you.
We missed you.
All in a day's work for Roof Dog.
You're in the bad girl zone.
It's good to be home, Tiny Door.
You did it, Roof Dog!
Can I get your autograph? Professor C, I couldn't have done it without you.
It looks like all you needed was to get back up on that roof, huh?
Actually, I learned that roof or no roof, I can choose to be a hero whenever I want to be. But for now, I'm gonna hang up my cape couch.
Roger that. Good to have you back, Melon. And I'm couch again.
You know, we'll just tell Trouble not to rear their troubling head until I've had a few naps. That was exhausting.
Oh, Melzo, there you are.
Whoa, Melon, you smell crazy.
It's like an anchovy ran a marathon. We absolutely insist on giving you a bath right now, little miss.
And look, we got you a new squeaky turnip because your chestnut was falling apart.
A squeaky turnip! The only thing that could make this better is if it was covered in my spit. Wait a second. This sounds like a job. For Roof Dog! Rhea, be a hero and take us home.
Be a hero and take... Oh, you already said that. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm Rita Records, and it's time to finish the show. Recap Rita. Go, 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 go! Melon got down on herself because no one needed her help. She got that it's cleaning day, but couldn't stay out of the way. She got up on the roof, became a hero quick. She took on the dumpster with a pogo stick. Hey!
Roof Dog?
And it's over now.
I love you right now.
At your service, Roof Dog.
It's a house party.
Follow Melon's House Party on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now. The next episode will be out in a week, or you can listen to it right now ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends. In the episode notes, you'll find some links and offers from our sponsors. By supporting them, you'll help us bring you our shows for free. Another way you can support the show is by filling out a small survey at wondery.com/survey. Melon's House Party was written and directed by Duke Doyle and Matt Sachs. And this episode stars Jessica McKenna, Parvay Sheena, Giovanni Lanayo, Jordan R. Coleman, Rory O'Malley, Chris Mann, Sugar Jones, Zoe Jarman, Lauren Weissman, Duke Doyle, and Matt Sachs. This episode was written by Jessica McKenna and Zach Reno. Songs written and produced by Matt Sachs. Lyrics by Matt Sachs and Duke Doyle. Music mixing and additional production by Michael Cheever. Original score by Shirley Song. Sound design by Jamie Cooper. Audio engineers are Marcelino Villalpando, Sergio Enriquez, and Andrew Law. Additional audio assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our consultant is Dr. Natasha Crandall. Produced by Megan Monaco. Head of production is Kathy Tu. Managing producer is Ricky Wiebe. Production assistance from Katie Allen. Executive producers are Duke Doyle, Matt Sachs, and Jenny Lauer-Beckman, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Melon's House Party ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.